Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is endorsing his governing partner, Juliana Stratton, in her run for U.S. Senate. The lieutenant governor announced her plans yesterday after U.S. Senator Dick Durbin announced he will not seek re-election after almost 30 years in that Senate seat. Pritzker issued a statement calling Stratton one of Illinois' fiercest fighters for working families. Meantime, Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is attending Pope Francis's funeral on Saturday. The Democrat will co-lead a bipartisan group of lawmakers who are making that trip to Vatican City. Expo Chicago is underway at Navy Pier, and while most visitors may just peruse the large art fair, everything is for sale. On opening night this week, some dealers said they had a strong number of sales, and others said in an uncertain economy, they're getting a slow start. Here's Chicago gallery owner Monique Maloche.
The art world has certainly slowed down sales-wise across the board for everyone. But this is a really important fair, and, you know, we're all very supportive of it, and, you know, everyone is bringing their best foot forward, and that's all you can do.
Maloche said sales have been strong for her so far. She's showing the work of artists like Ebony G. Patterson. Expo continues through Sunday. A judge in New York has ordered the Art Institute of Chicago to return a 1916 drawing. It was stolen during the Holocaust. New York Supreme Court Judge Althea Drysdale ruled the watercolor entitled Russian War Prisoner by Austrian expressionist Egon Schiele was stolen by Nazis from Austrian entertainer and art collector Fritz Grunbaum. Grunbaum was murdered at the Dachau concentration camp in 1941. A spokesperson for the Art Institute expressed disappointment and said the museum is looking at all available options for appeal. A bustling stretch of Lincoln Square on Chicago's north side is car-free until the middle of May because of construction. My colleague Claire Lane talked with some business owners in that north side corridor along the 4700 block of North Lincoln. Those shop owners have endured their fair share of construction over the years. And as the Chicago Department of Transportation's Lincoln Square Brown Line Improvement Project rages on, businesses hosted a sidewalk sale this week while the road is closed. Timeless Toys owner Scott Friedland says he has mixed feelings about the closure, but he knows improvements will benefit the area.
You know, I love shutting the street down for special neighborhood events like Apple Fest, but it does make it hard on the businesses when we don't have that standard foot traffic that we usually have. And the foot traffic counts a lot in this neighborhood.
47th Ward Alderperson Matt Martin says this is the only planned closure of that block during the project. Chicago's Ryan Opera Center is celebrating 50 years of training up-and-coming singers. The current class of Ryan singers will join forces tonight for a special Rising Stars concert at the Lyric Opera House. My colleague Courtney Kipper spoke with Ryan Ensemble member, baritone Ian Rucker. He's finishing up his 3 years with Ryan and said programs like this are essential to launching careers in the competitive classical music field.
Because it gives you a chance to run with the big dogs a little bit. Yes, we are young artists here, but it really helps remind you that you're on that level as well. You belong here. What Lyric really prepares you for is getting you that chance to be in a show during the season and be on that stage.
The concert will feature selections from Orpheus in the Underworld. Weather, we've got cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain, a low in the low 40s, and sunny this weekend, 50 on Saturday, 60 on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.